Yeah. So do we have, I'd like to run a quick roll call to see if we do have quorum. It sounds like there are a number of people here, if that's okay with everybody. And if so, then we can convene. Fred Blair. Bella DeSoto. Michael Novick.
I am present, but I'm driving, so I'm going to mute.
Okay, thank you. Margo, I'm Beth Von Gunten, I'm present. Margo Iser. Raymond Goldstone.
Present.
Thank you. I knew I heard you. Thanks for coming. Dr. Holly. Michael Hyde.
Yep, I'm here. Just got to give me a minute to go on and off mute because I'm also working. Thank you.
That's okay. Thanks. Laura Levinson. Jonathan Markowitz. Janine Roan. Maria Skelton. Ruth Strauss.
I'm here.
Hi, Ruth. Thanks.
Hey.
Andrew Weiss.
I'm present, and I'm not wearing a multicolored jacket today.
Okay, let me take note. There are others who've attended. Those are the ones I have down already as members. Others who've attended who may want to be acknowledged again. Sasha Kalik. Nancy Lawrence. Bruce Greif.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Bruce. Hi. Thanks for coming. Ralph Hawkins. Sue Cohen-Johnson. Nancy Saibara-Naritomi. And Kim Kaufman. Is that someone?
This is Margot Iser, who just had a little bit of problem getting connected. So now I'm on my regular phone. Okay.
Thank you. I had just called your name, and I'm glad to know you're present. Thanks for taking time to
come. Thank you for having the meeting. Very nice.
Beth, this is Ziri. I'm also present.
Oh, excellent. That's very good. I was just calling a roll. We called all the regulars. Oh, and Dan McCrory has come in the past. Is he present?
Beth, Brett is here, too.
Thank you. I'm still marking all this down so we have a good record. Of the regular members, I'll call Bella again. Bella, are you here? Oh, no, Bella. Okay. Is there anyone else present who wants to be acknowledged? In that case, I want to write down. Ziri. Thank you. So we do have enough to go ahead and convene. I sent around a very basic, generic agenda. I'll flesh it out a bit to say, with the announcement I sent out afterwards, to the effect that Ziri Rideau is with us today to talk about her proposal to reestablish a KPFK news production department. And I'm very pleased to say she's here with us now. I thought we might be a bit delayed, but that's the proposed agenda. Are there any additions or corrections?
A point of order or information or something or other. You called the roll, but you didn't announce whether or not we have quorum.
We do indeed have quorum, and I wouldn't have gone ahead if we had not. I would.
No, I get it. Thank you.
Thank Bella DeSoto is present.
Thank you. I'll record that.
Request for information. Is Andrew?
Yes, Andrew.
I have a motion I would like to make. I don't know Robert's rules well enough to know how that would go about, if that needs to be in the agenda, or how do I make a motion?
Let's put that under new business after the rest of the agenda. I'm writing that down.
Madam Chair, this is Belle, if I may be recognized.
Yes.
So new business seems to me could go right before number four, thumbs up, thumbs down, or...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm open to that. After the body of the meeting. Let me finish making note so that when we get that far, it'll prompt me. Okay, then. Are there any objections to the agenda as amended?
Madam Chair, it would be fair for motion maker to read the motion so that it can be inserted right away into the agenda, and then we can vote. As a member.
I would expect Andrew, could I ask you please to send a written form of the motion to the committee now so that we can review it, and we'll rather than take up time today, because our time is short today, we'll have you read it when we get that far. But it would be helpful if we had a written copy, both for the record and so that people can take a look at it now.
Can we, Madam Chair, can we get the title?
Yes, Bella.
Can we get the title and put it on the agenda? And he can send the written content.
Andrew, can you give us a title?
It's coming off the top of my head right now, so pardon me. But I guess it would be something like, encourage this committee, request that regarding the communications, PNB communications motion, that the new IGM of KPFK implements that immediately starting with their report to the listener. This is more of a description. I don't know if I have a title, but implementing the communications director's motion both by the KPFK IGM.
Is there anybody there?
And by the Pacifica National Board.
Okay, got it down. Thank you.
Beth, this is Mike. If I can say something, please.
Yes, Mike.
The only thing, just regarding the agenda, I don't see a new business. And where do you propose to put Ziri's idea? I'd almost say... it would be just in the interest of time, perhaps to, use that as new business and push the thumbs up, thumbs down, or the round table down, because, we thankfully have a new idea. Let's put it up at the top so we have the time to discuss it. And hear it.
I have Ziri down as the topic for the roundtable discussion, so that's intended
okay.
to be
right.
the primary
Great.
Focus of the meeting.
Great, thanks.
And then, then at Bella's, at Andrew's request, we've included a motion, and at Bella's request, we've put it before thumbs up, thumbs down. And so that's the agenda as amended.
Bella moves to accept the agenda as amended.
Thank you. Are there any objections?
Point of order.
Yes?
Ms. DeSoto should ask for the permission of the chair to speak.
Thank you. That's true. Are there any objections to adopting the agenda as approved, or excuse me, as amended?
Point of
hearing
information, please.
Yes.
Does a person need permission from the chair to make a motion, or can they just call out the motion?
My understanding is that people are supposed to request the floor in order to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because the whole meeting will be more orderly if we all abide by those same ground rules. So, having approved the agenda, I would like to point out that because the National Audit Committee is meeting today for the first time at 5:30 p.m., this meeting will adjourn at that point. Because I know that local KPFK representatives to that committee are regular participants in this meeting, and as a director, I intend to attend also to listen. And of course, it's open to anybody else who wants to listen. But in reference to that piece of business, we'll be adjourning a little early tonight. With all that business covered, I'd like to move then directly to Ziri Rideau and her new proposal for resurrecting local KPFK news production. Ziri?
Yes. Hi, everybody. Well, thank you. This was a very ad hoc, quick thing because Beth basically just asked me an hour ago if I wanted to say something about the proposal. I had emails to everybody and on the LSP, and I actually now am driving back from KPFK to station where I did my very first visit, as Greg Lewis had invited us yesterday during the meeting, and I just had a very brief encounter with him and Stephanie and Stuart. And so I want to just, since I am driving and I don't even have all my notes in front of me, go over the general things and then also hear a little bit about your ideas. So my background, as you might have seen on the email that I sent out, is actually in news. I have a master's degree in journalism and also a master's degree in international politics, and I have been working in the news business for 25 years, both as an editor, producer, and also on-air personality and reading news and everything. This was in different languages. And it doesn't have to be that I want to read any news. I just want to be involved in putting a news team together and training it. And my idea was, because since we have basically no budget for this at all, I was going to start by, and I have already reached out to certain colleges and universities. They have news departments there or journalist departments. And I would also be reaching out to some of the school papers that we have at bigger schools and, get volunteers. I also wanted to contact actually some of the former news programmers. I think there was somebody called Ernesto Huarte or something, and people who were in the news department before to maybe hear some of their experiences, because I realized that losing the news department at KPFK meant that also all the grassroots organizations, all the activist groups, all these people who were feeding information into KPFK and felt connected and felt this is a way for them to be heard and to announce their events and demonstrations and everything, had basically been cut off. So part of reestablishing a news department means getting in touch with all these groups and assuring them that some things have changed at KPFK and that they actually will be heard and that we want them back. And this is, I think, a very important, almost like an ambassador thing to, get them to trust Pacifica again and be involved again. And so the idea was to do three different things. One is the local news, of course, and also domestic U.S. news and international news. And I will, of course, have to have some participation from the staff. So I just also now, when I was at KPSK for the first time, I met Stuart Landa, who told me a little bit about some of his past experience there, also with the news. And I would love to hear from the people who have been involved at KPSK long enough, when there was still a news department, to maybe put me in touch with some of the older staff to just share some experiences and also maybe contacts. And also their ideas of how this has been done in the past. I do feel that it's totally essential that KPFK has now basically this summer of freedom, I would call it, before in the fall we might head for another lockdown or whatever comes up again, so that we plant ourselves firmly in the local community to be a beacon of information. So, and also that means what in the past actually Beth has brought up, talking about emergency preparedness. What I'm talking there specifically is, if we will have a financial collapse, which could definitely happen this year, if we will again be put through the ringer with all kind of lockdowns and assembly limitations and stuff like this, if we have possibly really even food shortages or things that could come, because they're already happening in Europe, I think Pacifica would be an amazing, unique place where we could be in the community, help to, you know, allocate resources, share resources, and be a focus center, almost like a community center. That, of course, means that we also have to meet in person, because all this stuff with Zoom and, you know, just being on phone calls, every now and then it's okay, but we need to meet in person. And so I would be very interested, once I have some kind of green light from the station, which I don't have at this point. At this point, it's just in the proposal stage. I spoke with some colleges, and there is some interest. But before I move any further, I need to have some kind of mandate from the station that they even want me to do that. And, so this is where I'm at right now. And I would love to hear from you and your thoughts on it, and also your input and your propositions. Thank you.
One moment.
I'll take a stack. I heard Michael Heiss, I think, right?
Michael Novick.
Okay, Novick.
Andrew has a point of order, which takes precedence, I think.
I also raised my hand. I mean, to be on the stack, Bella.
Yeah, I've got you. I heard you. And I moved Andrew to the top. I've got then Michael Heiss, Michael Nova, Bella, and who else after that?
Well, Margo Iser, be on staff.
Okay, and I will get that far and then ask who else. Starting with Andrew, you have a point of order?
Yeah, I don't know if it's called a point of order, but I think we ought to have, I'm wondering if we do have timekeepers and time allotment for each speaker and for each topic of the agenda. Thank you.
I'll volunteer to do that.
Thank you, Michael. And I would suggest that given that time is short today, maybe we revert to sort of the standard Pacifica time limit of a minute and a half each, and if because I think there's going to be a lot of comment about this. It sounds like I'm hearing a lot of enthusiasm. And if we need to go back around so that people can have a second chance, we can do that. I just want to be sure that everybody gets in at least their first round. Is that okay with people? Is there any objection to that?
Objection, Andrew? I requested a time for each topic as well as for each speaker, so we can get through the agenda and finish on time.
No, we don't have that. That's not the tradition of this committee. We have a very strong track record of ending on time, and I certainly intend to do so today, given that a number of us will be headed out of this meeting into a meeting that convenes at 5:30.
Can we get to the cue, please?
Is there any objection to a 90-second limit to each round of speakers?
I thought you said a minute and a half.
That's 90 seconds.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Same difference.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I got confused. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Then, hearing no objections to the 90-second rule for today, and thanking my colleague for the
Okay.
I'm going to ask everybody to mute their phones until and unless you're called on, so that we will have fewer interruptions, everyone will be able to hear, and we can prioritize the designated speaker. So, Michael Heiss, I've got you first on the stack.
Great, thanks. I first a question, and this is a great topic. I have a question for Ziri, actually, too. Is the email that Beth forwarded the entirety of the proposal? Because, you know, having written a bunch of proposals, I would love to be able to make some suggestions and flesh it out with a little bit more detail as I put in an email when this first pops up. I'd also like to know if in your discussions with Ms. Wells and whoever the new guy is, that you got any sense from them, given the dire straits financially, if there would be any commitment to some support for this. I remember growing up as a teenager in New York listening to WBAI, and one of the things that they were very proud of is that they had Agence Press wire service that's kind of dated in this day, but we need to have sources of outside news as well as those that we generate internally. And again, I urge, there are many colleges and programs we could reach out to, but I would also like to urge that we use this as an opportunity to work with Stephanie to get some grants to do this, and again, particularly for something like the Daniel Pearl Foundation, and I've timed myself out.
Okay, do you want me, this is Ziri, do you want me to answer this, or do you want to say anything else about this, Beth?
I would just say that, comment that I just forwarded Ziri's original email proposal that was sent to the LSB ahead of Sunday's meeting. I just forwarded that to the entire committee so that you see what's already been put forward. And,
is that the entirety of it? There's no proposal in that proposal.
No, it's, can I just please say something? This was
yes,
never meant
please,
to be
ahead.
A full proposal. This was never meant to be a full proposal. This was a first feeler I put out if there's an interest. Okay, and so this is as far as I have written so far. Of course, I will write a more detailed proposal once I get any kind of interest at all.
Bruce, for the
I'm happy to work with you on that, as albeit in a different area, a longtime writer and journalist.
I've got Bruce down after Margo, and Michael Novick next.
Yes, hi. So I did reply to your email, Ziri, when you sent it out, and I'll just reiterate some of that here. I made the effort when we still had a news department twice to try to get the management to agree to recruit a core of beat reporters, mainly I didn't think so much about journalism students as people who are covering, you know, housing, houselessness, policing, the city council, the sheriff's department, the board of supervisors, the school board and education issues. There are a lot of people in organizations that are currently covering those topics, as well as publications like Knock LA, LA Taco, that do a lot of local journalism. And I could not get any traction with them when we had a news department. And I think that one of the issues, trying to put it forward now when there is no news department, is that the union will say that people were laid off because there was no, the news department was eliminated. And they'll have a position that if you're going to have a news department, you must be higher. So I think you should be aware of that. I do think it's a great proposal, and I think it could be supplemented the way I'm suggesting, and I'd be happy to work on it. The person you're talking about is Ernesto Arce, who is the news director. He's one of the only people being paid. There was also a halftime person, Dan Kirk.
10 seconds, and Michael.
Okay, thank you. Ernesto is working currently as a volunteer doing a cutaway newscast within the Voices from the Frontline show with Eric Mann and Shanti Martinez. He does a third world South LA news service. Thank you.
Thank you. And then Bella? Bella? These are your 90 seconds and or half a minute and a half, whichever you'd prefer. Bella. Okay, I'm going to move Bella to the bottom of the stack and take the next person. That would be Mark.
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay.
Hello?
Go ahead, yes, we do hear you.
Oh, you can hear me now. I muted myself on my cell, and then I could not unmute. Anyway, I wanted Michael to repeat the area about the union before I get to speak on my point, because I did not understand what he said. He was very muffled. Can he repeat that short, brief point?
Yes,
very important.
One of the first layoffs that was made by Aniel Fields when he was the GM was he laid off both local news people, Ernesto Arce and Dan Fritz, on the basis that he was shutting down the news department and just carrying KPFA's news. And I believe that the position of the union would be that if we open a local news department, that we would have to rehire, which I think is understandable. I said that Ernesto is currently working as a volunteer, but I'm sure he would much rather, be remunerated for his services.
Okay. Thank you. I got it. I want to address Ziri. Hi, Ziri. Thank you so much for bringing the information to us. I understand that your meeting with, I think, is a very important move for us to support, and we should continue forcing this through. I understand that you were not welcomed at the station by the new interim GM, and this body needs to hear from you exactly what transpired, that you were actually not able to connect with the ED because you were prevented, and that the new IGM, Greg Lewis, thank you. I've written so much about him. Greg Lewis actually was rude to you and actually blocked you and declined the offer. Can you speak to us about that? It's very important that you connect, to communicate that with this body. Siri, and I will put you in touch with Ernesto Arce and Dan Fritz.
Okay, great. Thank you, Bella. So is it okay, Beth, if I answer this real quick?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Siri.
Okay. So it's actually not true that he declined the offer. He just basically was very challenging and said, what makes you think a German woman that you can represent KPFK to the black and Latino and Korean community here? That's what he actually said. And so I said, I've lived here 25 years, and I obviously, I don't know what I even have to qualify about to him right now. And so I said, this is a proposal. I don't have to be on the air, but I want to just put this team together since nobody else wants to do it. And then he was extremely hostile and also a real bully also towards Stephanie. I asked Stephanie then if I could speak to her alone. He says, this is none of her business. I'm deciding this. And so he was really like...
Oh, my God.
Exactly. And then I said, actually we're all together here trying to create a better program. He says, no, we're not. I'm deciding what's going on, and I'll tell you what's going to happen. Yeah, yeah. So, and you know, this is my first station, and I just wanted to introduce myself. I didn't even expect to today talk about this program or anything. I just he has
worked
us meeting yesterday. You know, he said to everybody at the LSU, you come in and meet him. So I took his by word and showed up. And that was an extremely rough experience. I spoke to other people. Everybody was nice to me. But, he was, unfortunately, I have to say, a real jerk. And so, that doesn't mean it's all over, and it doesn't mean I'm just going to give up. But I can tell that I will have to fight this, or we will have to fight this.
No, you won't.
Not in any kind of mindset to cooperate. And one more thing. I have found out that he was basically installed there by Ali. That Ali, him, and what's the music director's name again?
Maggie
Lepeek. They three know each other from before. And that Ali has floated his name around a lot and seems to have kind of pushed him in there. And that while we were talking, Stephanie sat there the whole time with her head down, not saying anything, and he talked all over her. So it was really a kind of a surprising experience, I must say.
Point of order, please.
Ruth to the stack. I'd just like to put in Ruth to the stack. Thank you.
Okay, one moment. I'm writing again. And Ruth. And before we go to Andrew's point of order, I'm going to insert a caution about that this is a public meeting, and the people that we're talking about are employees. They're employees. And so anything that we have to say about them that could be considered public critique, could someone please mute? Anyone who doesn't have the floor, would you please mute now so that I don't have to shout over? Thank you. Just a note that anything that could be considered public critique of an employee could subject Pacifica to liability. So while you're free to express your opinions on the merits of the proposal, for sure, Pacifica has reasons for caution here. I'll leave it at that for now. Thank you. And Andrew, what's your point of order?
I have a request for information, Chair. This is Lawrence F. Andrew, whose point of order takes precedent.
One more moment. I'm writing that down. Okay. Andrew first, and then Lawrence.
Yeah, 3 points quickly. I think what Zuri was saying was all important. She was going over the 90 seconds. Secondly, she was also being interrupted much by background comments, so please, everybody, mute. One person speaks at a time, please. And then lastly, just what you said, Beth, I'm not sure if that would apply to public comments. That may just apply to employees and board members of Pacifica. I think public is just free to say what they like in a respectful way. Thank you.
Yes, and I would point out that a fair amount of the comment we've had to this point has come from people who are elected to governance, and therefore I stand by my note of caution. Lawrence, your point of information?
Thank you. Your note of caution is well taken by me as well, Chair. But I just have a concern about what I heard in regards to somebody making some really inappropriate comments towards Ziri's proposal. And if we are, and if this committee decides to go into executive session, as a fiduciary member, as a board member, as a director, I believe that I am entitled to attend that executive session, because I do have some concerns about that. That's another reason why I'm here today. Thank you, Chair.
Beth, I have a request for information as well, if I may.
Yes.
You know, I respect the
hold on one second. Can Beth answer that question, please? Can she respond to that point that I just
Sorry.
And your question was what exactly?
That if you do decide to go into executive session, this committee, to discuss some of the comments that was made towards Ziri and her proposal, that I am entitled as a director and as someone that has signed an NDA and all of that to attend that executive session. That's all. Thank you, Chair.
That would be okay. I acknowledge that if we did that, you would indeed have that right. I guess I still don't hear it as a question, but I would point out that for this committee to go into executive session, we have non-disclosure agreements from board members, I believe, but we don't have non-disclosure agreements from our public members, and if I need to get advice about whether it's appropriate to include them in a discussion of personnel matters, because again, that's legally confidential, and especially if it looks like we're heading into some turbulent waters, I want to be sure that we're standing on firm legal ground and that we're not compromising our own position by trying to jump the gun. If need be, if it seems like we need to do that, I would propose that we call a special meeting for, I don't know, maybe next week, sometime soon. A week would give us time to make adequate notice. And it would that way we could take the time to get non-disclosure agreements from anyone that general counsel says is legal to include in a confidential session discussing personnel matters.
Madam Chair, this is Bella Bissot, if I may be heard.
Margo's next, and then Bruce, and then Ruth. You want to go on to the staff?
Well, I want to make an observation proposal.
You need to go into the staff.
There have been other people waiting patiently on the staff.
Yes, it's okay. I'll go on the staff after Ruth.
Okay, thank you. Then Margo's next.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Because I'm on an actual handheld phone and I don't have a mute button. But here anyway, I didn't have the other stations on that I turned to when Blasdale was on. So anyway, first let me say this. I'm going to say it as fast and clearly as I can. First, I think that this is a very good idea and encourage you to persist, Ziri. Thank you for this. And I encourage you to persist and find out the proper procedures and follow them and write detailed proposals, etc. And you make frequent on-air announcements about the proposed project and ask for volunteers to help organize it and give ideas for funding, etc. And my opinion that, okay, and I want to thank you very much for reporting. You did not make personal, because you said you reported what that person said about your encounter at the station with the IGM, and it seems like my opinion is obviously that we have got the listener sponsor members who pay him have got to get organized and get rid of his IGM who's been imposed upon us. Okay? That's just obvious that this is not the right person to run a station that's based on the Pacifica mission statement. I don't think he's got a clear concept of that, and we are the ones who are supposed to help him, you know, help people who work for us know that and work with that and within that framework. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Margo. Bruce.
Yes, yeah. Hi. I'm reminded of Maya Angelou's quote, when someone tells you who they are, believe them... the first time. you know, when this person, this new IGM came on yesterday, this is just a fact. He spent the first part of his 5-minute allotment to introduce himself talking about somebody's jacket. And Bella spoke up that it was inappropriate, and it was totally inappropriate and bizarre. Ziri, I think you are wonderfully qualified. I think this is the most exciting thing that I've heard. We have been yakking, you know, about getting a news department for at least the past 2 years that I've been on committees, and I'm thrilled, and I will do everything to support you, including writing Stephanie about this experience. You just documented what happened. It's outrageous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stuart's on the call.
Thank you, Stuart. Bruce is next to the stack. Bruce?
Oh, yeah. I mean, before Ziri recounted what happened at the station, I was going to ask somebody to brief her on, you know, the history of the news department at KPFK, and they were the first to get chopped when they needed cuts, and then the whole union thing, and then as it turned out, she ran into the buzzsaw. So don't get discouraged. Yeah, I'll be right there. Don't get discouraged. You know, it's going to be rough going, but don't get discouraged. And it's not your fault. It's just a long-standing, got to be union kind of thing and a whole bunch of other stuff. That's it. I'm done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Ruth. Bruce Strauss?
She spoke already.
Oh, that's true.
I spoke, thanks.
You're right.
Bella.
You in reverse order.
Bella's
okay, then Bella's next. Wait till I call on you, Bella. You can go ahead now.
Thank you. There is a lot of noise. Oh.
Let me ask everyone again, please, if you're not the designated speaker, please mute your line. Please mute your line. The only line open should be that of the speaker. And I'm not in a position to know. I'm not looking at a console here, but I'm sorry to say, Bella, we're getting a lot of the same background hum that we've gotten at other meetings from your line. I think it's from your line. Sounds the same.
No, it's not my line. It's not my line. Someone is driving.
That may be
Chair, as long as selected, request to be on the stack again.
Okay, I've got you on after Bella. Bella, go ahead and take your turn.
Yes. Okay, now I just wanted to let the body know that when we go into executive session, which I believe we should at this stage, but I agree with you, Beth, that perhaps we should call an emergency meeting, a special meeting rather, and do this very soon, because we need to dialogue about this situation. This is really tragic and very urgent, because it's associated with the fact that the station continues to be a major lockdown, and I continue to speak against that. And there are reasons for that, and I keep explaining the political ramifications and dynamics behind that. But I also want to alert you as chair and the rest of the body, if we go into executive session, the public cannot participate, and the public cannot sign disclosure, liability disclosure form, unless you get a green light from the general counsel. And I wanted to let everybody know. Thank you.
Okay.
Point of information,
please. One moment.
Lawrence is next, right?
Yes, Lawrence is next. We have yet another point of information from Andrew. Go ahead, Andrew.
I don't appreciate the word yet, but I'm just participating.
But just to let everyone know, the motion I'm proposing has been sent, and it should arrive in your email box now. Thank you.
Andrew?
Yes, did you hear me?
Yeah, I did. Yes, I'm pointing out that a point of information is a question. It's not a statement. If you want to make a statement, you can get on the stack like everybody else. Thank you. Lawrence?
Thank you, Chair. In regards to personnel matters that have to go into executive sessions, I believe that only board members and people who have a fiduciary responsibility are allowed in those meetings. In regards to the GM search committee, we've always allowed public members to attend, but that rule is pretty hard pretty hard written, that the public is not allowed to discuss proprietary and privy to proprietary and personnel matters. So it would have to be board members and those people who have a fiduciary capacity. Thank you.
Bruce for the stack.
Thank you, Bruce. Go ahead.
Can we do a little less Robert's Rules of Dancing around the mulberry bush and get on and get something done? And I'm not even sure that, talking about the new IGM and his comportment is what we should be talking about in this committee. It's probably another committee that's supposed to go in an executive session and talk about it. I would like to get something done. Thank you.
Chair, point of personal privilege. This matter was brought up into this committee. This is a programming matter, and I think it's appropriate for this committee to consider discussing it in executive session, if that's where it goes. That's all. It's not a Robert Rules of Order thing. It's just practice and policy.
This is Ziri. Can I say something, too?
Yes, please do. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I think it's a good idea to first talk about the general idea of the news program and what ideas you would like to contribute or what you would see what I should focus on and stuff like this. And I do agree it would be great if we as a body could at some point address this compartment of the GM, but it doesn't have to be right now and take over this whole committee meeting. So I'm totally fine with just talking about the news program itself, if that's what you want to do. Thank you.
Yeah, this is the chair. The designated topic was indeed this new initiative, and the recent encounter with the new GM was incidental to that. I do agree it needs to be addressed, probably by elected governance and probably with an executive session, whether that's here or in the governance committee. Before I call that, I want to check rules and be sure I get all of that right, because that's not the place to make a blunder. As the twig is bent, so grows the tree. And so I would like to set aside that issue and dispute for the moment and redirect the committee back to this grand opportunity to reestablish a local news production program. I'm taking people for the stack who have something more to say about that.
Mike.
Thank you, Mike. We'll start with you, and then I'll ask for more for the stack after that. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, thank you. And to Andrew's earlier point, I just want to clarify as to whether or not, you want the 90 seconds timing on the responses. I intentionally let Ziri answer because it seemed appropriate, but if you want me to time that to 90 seconds, I'm happy to do that. Given that,
okay,
I'll start my... I'm sorry.
Shall I respond
Please.
To that?
Sure. Sure.
Yes, I think it's appropriate to give Siri whatever time she needs. She's been quite concise. She's a very well-organized mind, and the purpose in having this conversation is to learn more from her about what she has in mind, what she sees as possible, how we all can support or interact with it. So I think while we hold committee members to the 90-second rule, I think we should allow Ziri whatever time she needs to respond to questions. Good point.
Okay, no, chair's discretion, that's what I was asking. So I'll start my 90 seconds. Clearly, thanks to Ziri for starting to ground something that's been bandied about for decades. And I would like to ask Ziri if she would volunteer to take some suggestions from the committee and anyone else to begin to put together a proposal. And again, as also somebody who writes for a living, I'm happy to contribute to that effort as a writer, editor, and somebody at least more than tangentially is in the news business. Thanks.
Thank you. Who's next on the topic of series initiatives? What do we want?
Michael.
May we have an answer?
And Bella, okay. To the staff.
Okay, Siri, go ahead.
Should I address who's just that? Yes, I would love that. So I just threw that open at all of you. We'd love to hear from you and also write a proposal with you. I think Michael Heiss also mentioned that he would like to participate in writing a proposal. So anybody who would like to participate, let me know. We can either meet together in person or on Zoom, or we can send proposals back and forth and polish them until they're ready. I just wanted to first figure out from you if there is even an interest, and then I wanted to find out from Stephanie and the GM if there's an interest before we go to the length of doing all this work and speaking to all these different groups, you know.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Andrew to the
stack. Okay, Andrew, you're on after Stella. And next is Michael Novick.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm outdoors. I got off the train. There's some sirens going down the mute for a second.
It's hard to understand you, Michael. If you could maybe slow down or get closer to the microphone.
I said that I'm outdoors. There are sirens going by. I'm going to mute for a second.
Okay.
So I just want to reiterate that I'm quite interested. I support the proposal. I think we should work on it. I'm willing to work on it. I do not have a master's in journalism, but I've been publishing newspapers for more than 40 years here in the Bay Area and elsewhere. And I do think that in terms of what Michael Heiss raised earlier about wire services, we did have city news service at one point. We dropped it when we no longer had a news department. They do cover local news, obviously. The problem with the KPFA news is a lot of it is rip and read from the AP wires, and I don't think we should duplicate that here. But I think we should look into sources that we could, for example, Norma Martinez, who's still working on the Informativo Pacifica. I'm sure it would be able to tap a lot of international news and could possibly help produce portions of it from Latin America, Mexico, and the Caribbean. And I think that, we should move this process forward. Again, I'm willing to participate in trying to draft a proposal, and I do think it should incorporate a lot of people who could be beat reporters. There's something called Davis Vanguard has a group of college students here in L.A. who are covering court issues in the criminal courts. They do a podcast, and they could, you know, some of that could be incorporated as well. Thank you.
Thank you. okay, next up is Bella.
Thank you. Yes, I fully agree with Ziri. Ziri, the reason why we need to go into executive session is because we need an action from this body, and not so much exclusively from this body, but representative of the governance of the LSB, of Pacifica KPFK. I believe, it is my firm belief and opinion, that we have now butt heads against a concrete wall, and we need to pass beyond that. And in order to pass beyond that, it's going to take some work. So I do not believe that resources and energy can be spent moving the wheel until that situation is resolved. And don't forget, this goes to everybody, the personnel committee is working diligently also trying to secure for us a proper, adequate general manager. Unfortunately, I don't believe that we would be in a position to get rid of this person until we get a new permanent GM. So I'll leave it there.
Bella, and, I'm going to interrupt. I'm going to interrupt again to say that in open session like this, it's inappropriate, it's legally risky to discuss personnel matters. Please keep that in mind. If you want to have the floor again, please keep that in mind. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that, but I said nothing derogatory. I said stated the fact. We are working on getting a permanent GM.
I'm taking back the floor.
But there's nothing wrong with that, Beth. There is not.
Bella, I'm not going to have a shouting match with you. If you're talking about the tenure of any given employee for any reason, that's discussing personnel matters in open session, and it carries liability, and I won't have it. We will not host those kinds of discussions in this meeting. So if you can accept that and abide by that, then you can have the floor back. If not, if I have to interrupt again, then it makes it... puts the committee and Pacifica at too much risk to trust you to abide by this.
I'm a listener sponsor, and I disagree. I think that we are paying that person. He is our employee, and I think we should be allowed to talk about
it. Please request the floor before speaking.
Madam Chair, this is Marisol Cruz.
Thank you.
One moment. This is Beth. I am going to take back the floor at this point, and I will make the distinction again that I'm addressing that the liability involved in discussing personnel matters in public is very explicitly connected to those who are elected to govern or to governance boards and that such. I understand the position of public members. This is still a Pacifica-hosted forum. I have my own feelings about the situation, and don't feel free to address them in this forum. And I would point out that the rules about personnel matters being private and protected by law were not created by Pacifica. Those are standard open legal processes of the big government, the government per se, the state of California, and I mean we have people on this committee who are very well versed in labor law because they have the responsibility to negotiate over those finer points. This isn't my personal opinion. It's not my personal preference. It's not local principles or practices or policies. It's not Pacifica bylaws, it's the law of the land. And to violate that puts Pacifica at risk. And if the consequences are not of that are not clear, I would point to the fact that this foundation is bleeding out legal fees, much of it on the basis of disputes with previous employees. So if you don't want listener funds, to be bled out in that direction, then please be cautious. Please be circumspect in what you say. There are other ways to address those issues. This committee is not in a position to enact anything that about employment. So just venting here doesn't actually accomplish anything along those lines. And I think I'm going to get down off my soapbox now and go back to the stack, see if we can get back on track. We have a limited time in this meeting. We've got like 26 minutes left. And could we please, Andrew's next, and then could we please return to the topic of the day, the actual news initiative. Andrew?
Thank you, Beth.
I'm hearing a point of order, but I can't hear from whom.
All right, I have a point of order.
Okay, we can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Do you hear me now?
Was that you speaking?
Yeah, I can hear everybody clearly. I just want to state that rules of the quorum are appropriate in this instance, right? And we cannot engage in innuendo or even mentioning positions and casting disparagements towards anybody that's a volunteer or staff. And I completely support Beth's words. Words are very powerful. We have been sued over certain words. And so I would caution this committee to stay with that. Thank you.
Thanks, Lance. I agree.
Andrew, you were next on the stack.
Thank you, Beth. This is Andrew. 3 points. First of all, I agree that we need to respect the chair, both in not speaking without getting permission to speak, not just to start speaking, just because you have something to say, and to not speak over the chair. Secondly, to respect the decisions of the chair about what's appropriate and not appropriate of this committee, since the chair is in charge of this committee and is responsible for this committee. My second point is that regarding the time, since with all due respect to Ziri and her proposal, since we have other items on the agenda, that we limit the time of discussion for this topic. As well, we not give unlimited time to anybody, including Ziri, that everybody be timed except for the chair, I guess, would get to time to say what she or he pleases or is appropriate. Thirdly, I just want to let everyone know once again, I've sent my motion out by email, and I'm please read it. I'm hoping we can discuss it and hopefully approve it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
I vote for staff.
Okay, as Chair, I'm going to take just a moment to say I'm proofreading that right now. I'm also sending a motion. I don't think it'll take long. It's very brief and to the point. I'll send it now, and I hope to cover it under new business yet today. I just have to paste in all the addresses. Margo, go ahead while I do that. Oh,
I received two emails, one from Andrew and one from you. And so I want to suggest that Ziri contact Soul Rebel Radio, which is put on by a collective of young people who are also being taught to produce programs and report news, and that there are other collectors such as IMRU and Fenris Magazine, which would probably want to be involved in setting up an actual, you know, being part of an actual news department. Okay, so I'm just making that as a suggestion to have another resource for help. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Margo.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Trying to get all this down in the notes as I flip back and forth between them. I did just send a motion for this committee for yet today. Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to suggest that maybe one of the best things the programming committee could do would be to do a survey of the Los Angeles radio market to see who's doing what and what's not getting done and what's not getting covered. And the other thing is it's sort of counterintuitive. Everybody thinks we should be aiming at Metro Los Angeles, but actually the signal covers a huge area of rural California where the farms are. And I think maybe we should take a hard look at broadcasting in some of the South American languages that aren't Spanish, because those are people who maybe have a battery
point of order
and are working in the field.
Point of order.
Order.
Andrew, you're interrupting. Please wait till this speaker finishes. He's almost finished, and then you can make your point of order, and I'll recognize it.
He is off topic.
I don't believe he is. I think he's
addressing
the need to report.
I'm talking about programming.
News. Talking about news.
Bruce, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Who's next? I'd like to move to the motions at 5:15. That would give us 5 more minutes to wrap this up. So if anyone else has anything else to say on this, this is your chance for the moment.
Madam Chair,
yes?
This is Marisol Cruz.
Hi, Marisol. Did you want to speak?
Andrew,
yes,
to
please.
The stack.
To the stack.
One moment. I've got to get these all down. And was there someone else after Andrew? Did I hear? Who is that? I can hear someone back there, but I can't hear who. I can't hear what they're saying. I'm sorry, there's a problem with the audio. I did hear Marisol, and if you still want the floor, Marisol, it's your
yes,
turn.
Yes, please. Thank you so much, Madam Chair. I'm calling in support of...
I'm sorry, we can't...
Can you hear me?
It broke up. Could you start over? We didn't
can you hear me?
It broke up. Yeah, we do now, but it broke up.
Okay.
So could you start at the beginning?
Yes. I'm calling in support of Ziri's program in regards to the bringing back the local news. I think it's a great idea. Hopefully this committee could support her in bringing this forward. We desperately need the community involvement, current events, and I think the station would be perfect to get this up and going through Ziri's leadership. Thank you.
Thank you. And did Andrew have something else now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, with all due respect to Bruce, I think a point of order takes precedent. If someone is doing something that needs to be corrected right away, the point of order needs to be expressed in my understanding, and I think that needed to be addressed right away. The fact that the current topic of discussion right now is Ziri's proposal for news, and it did not sound like Bruce was addressing that topic. That's why I felt the need to get us on back on track. Thank you.
This is the chair on that point. This is the Programming Oversight Committee, and I think Bruce, as the chair, to my ears, Bruce was making a legitimate point about the news and all our programming covering not just central urban area of Los Angeles, but indeed the entire footprint of Southern California, which embraces a much broader slice of demographics. And he mentioned a couple in particular, and I don't consider that out of order at all. It's certainly not a violation of any rules. And to interrupt another speaker, it may not be what you consider most cogent or what any other one person considers most cogent, but I consider it a legitimate point, and I would rule it. And I did, when we had a speaker a bit ago that was pursuing a point of dialogue that I thought did carry risk and was in violation, I did interrupt that. And I would do so again because I think as chair it's my responsibility not to let us wander into risky behavior. But just for the sake of the flow of the meeting, I would ask that all people be tolerant of other people's perspective and hear each other out on this and everything else. So that brings us to 5:14, and if it pleases the committee, I would like to suggest that we, at this, unless there's any final word on this, Siri, would you like a final word?
Yeah, this is Siri. Thank you so much for all the outpouring of support and good ideas. I took a lot of notes. So I think this is a discussion that should be continued. I hope that we're going to address this whole issue, how we strategically, you know, forcefully make this proposal to the management so that we can implement it. The goal is to get this on the air soon, you know, not to get stranded again in some kind of administrative fight. And so if we can, because the actual just developing the program and training everybody, I think, could be done in 2 months or 3 months. So I hope we can move on this speedily. And thank you for all the support. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Siri. Now then, at this point, we'll move to new business. Andrew put forth a motion. I sent a motion. As far as I know, that's all we have at the moment. Did you, you sent a written copy around? I haven't even gotten to catch up with it yet.
Bruce with a stack.
Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, I sent you something. It's called Chequeando. It's like a Spanish language fact-checking program. It looks awesome. And
yeah,
it's not a motion. I'm not in a motion. I think we should talk about it. So, like, maybe next time. But
okay.
If you could forward it around to the committee, I think it would be a wonderful addition to the programming footprint because apparently these people are doing a check on Spanish disinformation in Spanish. That's it. I'm done.
Thank you, Bruce. Yes, I've got it in my file, and it is an excellent point, and we will get to it. This came up, and it was pretty urgent, so we focused on this today. So I see Andrew's motion. and Andrew, do you want to go ahead and read that?
Yes, I can read it. This is Andrew. This is a motion by myself, and it reads as follows, that the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee, this committee, requests that the PNB, Pacifica National Board, the Pacifica ED, the Pacifica Executive Director, and the KPFK IGM, Interim General Manager, immediately implement the PNB communications motion passed by the PNB on 3/4/21, March 4th, 21, and current policy throughout the Pacifica Radio Network. This implementation would include, but not be limited to, a report to listeners program by the KPFK IGM Interim General Manager during the month of May and every month following. Also, a report to listeners program at least once every 2 months by the KPFK Local Station Board, and a report to listeners at least twice each year and as soon as possible by the Pacifica Executive Director and Pacifica CFO, Chief Financial Officer. That is the reading of it. Would you like any explanation real quick?
I would like to point out.
I would also. Thank you.
I'll take a stack in just a second. I would like to point out that what you read looks like more than what I see in the motion as you sent it. And could you resend the motion in with the amendments that you included just now when you read it?
I just read it, and instead of, and expanded the abbreviations PNB to what each means. so everybody knows which PMB would be Pacifica National Board ED Executive Director. So do
okay.
I need to send that?
It would be good if you did, because otherwise I have to guess, because I'm going to need to report this in writing to the Governance Committee to put it on the agenda for the LSB, and I want to be sure I got down exactly what you said, and I'm not altering it anyway.
Goldstone to the SAC.
Who?
Goldstone, Raymond.
Oh, hi. I think we had, was it Margot? Bruce. First, and then we'll go to Raymond.
And Margot could be on it, too.
And Margot, and I would like to point out that there's one other motion, a very brief motion specific to the topic today. I'll read it now for people's consideration so that we've got like 10 minutes left. I'd like to cover both of these, but I emailed to everyone, moved that the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee support in principle the new KPFK News Production Initiative proposal from Ziri Rideau and urges KPFK and Pacifica management to do the same and to report back to the next Programming Oversight Committee.
I second the motion.
Thank you. In committees, we don't even need seconds, but I will. So I would ask that we try to be concise in our discussion so that we can get through both of these yet in the next 10 minutes flat. So next up was Ruth.
Point of order, please, Andrew.
Andrew, go ahead. I would ask you, please, if possible, to limit these many procedural matters because they all take up the limited time that this committee has each month. Thank you. Go ahead.
As the maker of a motion, do I not get to what's called motivated, which is what I hear at LSB meetings, or give an explanation?
Yes, briefly. Go ahead.
So I guess that was appropriate then. So my motivation quickly is just to say what I've proposed is currently what is written in the communications motion. It's nothing additional. It's just saying once again, what is in the motion is already current policy, which is currently not being implemented, and just requesting that it does get implemented as it's supposed to be done according to the motion. Thank you.
I guess at this point, before we go on with discussion, I'll ask, is there any opposition to this motion?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll go ahead with the discussion. Ruth is next, and then Raymond and Margot. Ruth?
It's just very quick. To you, Beth, I haven't received your proposal, but I'm in favor of it anyway, so you don't have to send it, but I didn't get it. The one thing that I wanted to bring up is in terms of doing it in May, I don't know who the IGM is in May. Is it the person who's been there for the past couple of months, or is it this new incoming person? I personally think that there's enough confusion going on right now that I'm not sure it has to be done in May. That's just a comment. Thank you.
Andrew to the stack.
We're going to take the rest of the stack first, Andrew. Raymond?
Yes, I'm in opposition to this motion. I believe that it is redundant at best. I also believe that if, as a committee of the LSB, we have something we want to say, assuming we want to say it over and over again, we should say it to the LSB. That's our charge. Not just to the ether or to unnamed individuals or groups, it should be to the LSB. Notwithstanding that, even if the correction were made. I oppose it. It's redundant and unnecessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond. And Margo?
I would just like to say that I do agree that we, as a separate committee, since it somewhat involves programming, that, you know, we do say that there should be a report to the listener so that can be fit into the programming schedule. And I also want to agree with Bruce that it would be a very good idea to do a survey of the entire huge signal area to find out the various groups which are part of the wider community and who definitely should be represented and encouraged to join and participate in all aspects of the station. That would be a very wise way to get new members and money, and I think that's a wonderful idea. That would be a typical another way to show the mission statement of the Pacifica Foundation, you know, that we are, yeah. So those are two things. I think we should open it up to more and more people. Thank you.
Bella, thank to you. The staff.
We have 6 minutes, 5 minutes left to get through this motion and the next one. So this will be the final comment before we turn, before Andrew gets one last statement. So Bella, please be concise.
Am I up?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Yes, I am leaving very soon because I am a member of the audit committee, PMB audit committee, and I wanted to say that I support both motions, so count me in. I do not believe that some folks here understand the gravity and the expansion that is covered by the PMB motion, which passed now over a year ago. So it's very critical that it is supported. I know that one motion was passed here a year ago or some months ago, but it was nothing in comparison to what the PNB motion is. So I support both. Thank you.
Okay, this is Beth. Because I know you do have to leave, I mean, I'm trying to get through this so that everyone is free to attend the audit committee meeting. I know that you have an obligation to do so. I will acknowledge now your affirmative vote on both motions in case you're no longer able to be in the room. One final brief statement.
Yeah, in response to two of the comments made, we do know who is the current IGM. It was announced at the LSB. Starting today, it is the person announced, Gary. It's Stuart Landau has been replaced by this new person. I don't remember his name. Gary Lewis, perhaps. Greg Lewis, thank you. Secondly, there are still 2 weeks left in the month. It's only an hour report. Plenty time to do it. There's over 400 hours left in the month. And given that we have a new interim general manager, it's most important now that we find out who that is, be introduced to him, and give him time to allow time for the listeners to give feedback. And to the other comment made, while it is redundant, I have to remind us again, it is not currently being implemented, has not been implemented for the past 14 months. So it's long past due that we implement it. Thank you.
Thank you. We now have 3 minutes to get through dealing with both of these motions. Because I've already heard opposition to this motion, that means we'll have to go to a vote. Before we do that, I would like to ask also, is there any opposition to the other motion? I'll state it again. The KPFK Programming Oversight Committee supports in principle the new KPFK News Production Initiative proposed by Ziri Rideau and urges KPFK and Pacifica Management to do the same and to report back to the next Programming Oversight Committee meeting, period. Is there any opposition to that?
I have a question for the chair.
Yes?
Is that intended... to whom is that intended to be given, that motion?
Anything that we pass at this committee goes first to the Governance Committee to be put on the agenda for the next LSB, and it will be put forth in the next LSB as a motion from the entire LSB.
Thank you.
Thank you. So given that, is there any opposition to this motion? Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. And now we can go to a vote on Andrew's motion.
A question, Madam Chair?
Yes.
To what entity would the motion from Mr. Weiss be directed?
It would be the same process because we are a subcommittee of the committee that constitutes the LSB. All our motions go to them by way of the governance committee, which creates the agenda.
And that will be clear in its form, because it's not there now.
Okay. Yes, that's the procedure. So, Fred, are you still with us? If so, how do you vote? Fred is no longer here. He's on the audit committee and will be streaming it. Bella?
I have a motion, Andrew.
I have already voted, yes, and I'm leaving now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Novick? Michael Novick, how do you vote? I don't hear Michael. Unless he turns up before the end of the meeting, I assume he's no longer here. Margot Iser?
I vote yes. Oh, okay. I have to unmute. Hold on. I vote yes on both.
I've got on both. Okay, thank you. And Raymond Goldstone?
No.
Thank you. Dr. Holly's not here. Michael Heiss?
Yes.
Are you? Yes. Ruth Strauss?
No, only because I don't think this new person is ready for May, so no.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I think Ruth...
We're in the middle of a vote, Bella.
But Ruth is confusing Terry's report.
Bella, we are in the middle of a vote.
I am saying no to the Andrew's motion because of May. That's the end of it.
Thank you. Andrew? Andrew?
Yes, and the revised language has been emailed.
Thank you. And as chair, I'll abstain on this. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses and 1, 2 noes and my abstention. So by that count, the Andrew's motion passes. And it is now 5:32, and so we are officially adjourned until next month. Thank you all so much for your participation and managing to get through this packed agenda in record time.